USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. There are at least 30 dead in the wake of earthquakes in western Japan, but tsunami warnings have since been lifted. Tsunami alerts are reduced in areas of Japan heavily affected by that significant magnitude 7.5 earthquake and subsequent powerful aftershocks. Residents in certain regions of west central Japan have been taking refuge on high ground. California will be the first state to offer health insurance to illegal immigrants. There are more than 2 million undocumented immigrants in California. Experts estimate that providing health insurance for illegal immigrants will cost Californians upwards of $3 billion a year. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, President Biden expressed his optimism, stating that he wishes for everyone to recognize that the United States is in a strong position to lead the world. Senator Lindsey Graham says former President Trump has a claim of immunity regarding the events of January 6, 2021.
The senator spoke on CBS's Face the Nation and said Trump made a fiery speech that day, no doubt.
If you're doing your job as president and trying to find out if the election was on the up and up, I don't know how it will bear out, but I think it's a legitimate claim.
Graham went on to say that Trump wasn't involved in the U.S. Capitol riot. He was referring to Trump's speech from the White House lawn when he told the crowd of supporters to march to the Capitol. Graham noted that nobody is above the law, but added the president has presidential immunity to do his job. I'm Dave Collins.
2024 will be a leap year. Leap day gets added to the end of February every 4 years, mostly to keep our dates in sync with the natural seasons. February 29th takes that into account. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
An American woman who was wanted in connection with the deaths of her two children has reportedly been discovered and arrested by authorities in the UK. Kimberly Singler was arrested Sunday without incident, according to Colorado Springs Police. An investigation was launched back on December 19th after officers found Singler's 9-year-old daughter and 7-year-old son dead inside their home. Singler and a third child, her 11-year-old daughter, were also found injured when authorities were later unable to find Singler. A warrant for her arrest was issued the day after Christmas. Flu cases are surging.
There was a 16% increase in positive flu test results reported last week, according to the CDC's weekly influenza report. Over a dozen states, including Alabama, Georgia, and New York, have reported very high levels of respiratory illness. And nearly 20 other states have levels classified as high, with 6 pediatric deaths, bringing the total to 20 for the current flu season. I'm Skip Kelly.
Netflix is discontinuing over a dozen of its TV shows in the current year, including titles like Shadow and Bone, Glamorous, Agent Elvis, and Lockwood & Co. Even the mystery series 1899, which achieved a 5-week presence on the Netflix Top 10 chart, faced cancellation. The stage is set for the college football playoff national championship game. Top-ranked Michigan will meet second-ranked Washington in this year's title game, after both won semifinals on New Year's Day. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.